Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have a guest in the studio. We've watched her grow up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen her first on The X Factor. And now you see her on The Goldberg. She plays Erica Goldberg. Her name is Haley Orantia.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Haley.
Hello.
You're officially 21 now?
I am. It's party time.
That's weird.
Wow.
It's your birthday. February 21st.
Oh, so you're newly 21.
How'd you celebrate it?
Well, I had some friends go to a club in L.A. called The Blind Dragon, and they had karaoke rooms and stuff. It was really fun.
Nice, nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. You really like the karaoke? Because there's some singers that will not do karaoke because it's beneath them.
I love karaoke.
You do?
Yes. There's a Tuesday nights at Saddle Ranch in L.A. Mm-hmm. I go, and it's like a whole group thing. So, like, I bring all my friends. We get up there. We do some... like Spice Girls.
So but if I was your friend, I would never want to follow you.
What's your go-to
karaoke jam?
I love any Spice Girls song. Like Wannabe, that's a really good one. But on my own, I really like doing Super Bass by Nicki Minaj because it throws everyone off.
Yeah. That's a hard rap to do.
I know, but I got it.
I remember Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift, all them were recording themselves playing it. Did you do that? Is there a video of you online doing it?
No, but you can find me at Saddle Ranch doing it.
Anytime.
So just do me a favor. I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Break off a little bit of Super Bass. You don't need the music.
Okay. This one is for the boys of the booming system. Top down, AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he save it up. Yeah, you know.
Wow. Deal. She might got a deal.
Wow.
Oh, that's so good.
What are you going to challenge her, JC?
No, yeah. I just, you know how you get in the rhythm of it? She got me going.
Go battle.
Clearly you're the understudy. Ready. Have you ridden the mechanical bull at Saddle Ranch?
Yeah, I definitely have.
It's one of those shameful things,
yeah,
right?
I did it,
and I hope no one caught me doing this.
Yeah. But see, that's all my friends film it, because they're like, oh, she's totally going to fall off and like hurt herself, and we have to put it on Facebook.
So. Right.
Yeah.
That's actually the restaurant I went to when I went to L.A. I was there for one day, but I was by myself.
That's just sad. The guy that rides the mechanical bull, but nobody's there to cheer for him.
I was like, go me. I was trying to make friends with the bussers and nobody. There's no friends. How many seasons have you done of the Goldbergs now? Is this third season?
Second
season.
Clearly someone's not watching.
Oh, I am watching, girl.
He is.
I am watching. Because I have a question about this clip right here, Haley.
Oh, no.
I don't want you to fail.
Well, that makes me want to succeed even more. I will sing for quarters on this subway. I will sleep on lumpy couches owned by creepy disc jockeys. Mm. But then in the end, I will be bigger than Tiffany and Debbie Gibson. But not Madonna, because I'm realistic.
So, when are you going to sleep on our couch?
Were you referring to That's Al. She was definitely referring to you.
Is that Al?
We're creepy DJs, yo.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was from the Tiffany episode that we did. It was super fun, and I got to sing in that episode, too, which I was super excited.
It's nice they're working in your singing, because it's so important to you. And are they doing that on purpose to give you that outlet?
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't written with the character before. And so I told them that I was a singer, and they liked my voice. So they keep writing different scenes where I get to sing.
And your mom's not supporting you on that, except that makes no sense to me.
What?
Oh. Because the boy, she's like, no matter what they do, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're talking about Bev?
You know?
Yeah, okay.
No, not your real life mom.
Real mom's very happy about it.
Yeah.
No, but Beverly, I think she doesn't want Erica to, like, go away. She wants to keep her kids in the house forever, so she's terrified of her, like, making it big or, like, going to a music school that's far away.
We're not even joking.
Kelly and I are seriously humongous fans of the show.
And we love the Ferris Bueller episode, except I was fact-checking some of the dates. I'm like, wait a minute, because it's always 1980-something.
Right.
I'm like, okay, they're coming. This is like 1989 stuff y'all were referring to. I literally was that person that went and Googled.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we do jump around, but that's why we say 1980-something.
Something.
So
yeah.
That way most people who won't Google it.
That's
like,
me.
I'm
a child of the 80s, so I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we have some problems here with continuity.
Are we going to hop into the 90s with the Goldbergs soon?
No.
That's what I was hoping. I was like, you should do a spinoff of like Erica or like or Barry or something when they're older in the 90s.
And you're grunge.
Yeah, like grunge 90s. But no, I haven't heard anything yet. We're still working on the 80s.
Well, you probably stopped videoing in the 90s. My brother lost interest. My brother did the same thing with the video camera, which is what all little boys did in the 80s with
Kelly,
Beta.
How does it make you feel that the 90s are now referred to as back in the day?
Al, I'm sorry, but
I'm embracing it. I don't care.
The 2000s are also referred to as back in the day now.
Yeah. So, Haley, you get to sing 80s music on the show, but country music's really close to your heart, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why you're in town.
Yes.
To go to the
ACMAs. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I just finished my EP, and hopefully it'll be out by summertime. I feel like it keeps having to get pushed. But just trying to pitch it to record labels right now, and I'm very happy about it. I have 4 songs, and then one of my songs that I did in Spanish. So
yes,
really?
Switching it
up. Spanish country?
Shout out.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of more, it's very pop country. So this is a ballad that I wrote about a friend of mine who passed away back, not this last February, but the one before that. And it's a really touching song, and it translates really well in both English and Spanish. And yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Got a suggestion.
What? Yeah.
Grande bass. Instead of super bass?
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Super in Spanish.
Get a bigger bus? Super. I didn't know what you were saying.
Super.
Super bass.
So are you gonna be here introducing yourself to the country music artist because maybe they're not.
Yeah, nobody has any idea that I sing country. Unless they watched X Factor and they saw the whole pop country girl group thing. But yeah, this is kind of me introducing myself into that whole world. So.
Are you doing Media Day today and Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
Because Big Al.
Yeah.
Big Al and Kelly are going to be hitting it.
Is going out there.
I'm going to interview you again.
They're doing Radio Row, and Al has to sit there all day by himself today.
Yes, I am. You know what? I literally just have my manager just says go here and sit down and do this, and I do it.
And
so
I think
I never
you just bounce around and hit all the radio and TV stuff. Yeah. He's going to be there for Dish Nation.
If
today.
I see Blake Shelton, I'm just going to interview him all day because that's about the only country guy that I really.
You got to do some research and see. And I'm there all day tomorrow, so if you're there tomorrow, I'll see you then. But today it's Big Al.
Yeah. If you were interviewing Haley today and Blake Shelton started walking by, would you
bye, Haley? Felicia.
Bye, Haley.
Haley, who's your favorite country artist?
I really love Brad Paisley. I've just always loved his.
He's a nice guy, too.
And he's super sweet, yeah. But me and my mom definitely love Keith Urban, too. So.
Your love is music first and then the acting. The Goldbergs, the people, the producers are cool with it. They let you go do everything.
Yeah, they're very cool about it, especially because we're on hiatus. Yeah.
You can do both.
If you haven't watched the Goldbergs, watch it. It's based on a family from the 80s. This guy actually has a real videotape from his actual family that they play at the end of the clip.
So fun. That's what I love. I even added 2 extra minutes on the DVR.
So you could see it.
Because sometimes it would cut off and I'd miss the whole movie. I can't always watch it in real time. But yeah, it's based on the youngest son of 3 sons, but they made your character a daughter to give a different flavor to the show.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you.
Question, this is me Goldberg geeking out right here. has the kid who plays Adam's voice changed?
It's starting to.
Yeah.
But it's starting to. I love him so much. He's so little, but at the same time, he's actually going to be 16 soon.
Yeah.
He sounds like a Muppet when he talks.
So his voice is changing.
So it's changing.
I know.
Oh, and he has to do it on TV.
Yeah. You can hear it. We'll hear it when he's doing certain lines and it'll crack or something.
It definitely cracks.
He's probably going to hate me for saying this.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's going to turn into a man one day and then he'll have a bunch of chicks.
JC, so we have that to look forward to with you.
What?
Right. Puberty.
Thanks.
Your voice changing.
on the episode of during April Fool's,
are you going to go through every episode of Goldbergs?
I'm sorry.
Do this. Okay,
I don't get to have my favorite TV show stars in here all the time.
Haley, in minute 4 of episode 8.
Did you get to write this song right here, Haley?
It was just outside of Jersey.
I knew that was
not in the actual state. Donnie drilled metal things in a mill. Danger was his fate. But his desire burned like fire for a stealthy gal named Kate.
Get it.
She's a love ninja, a love ninja, love ninja. Snap the neck of my heart. She's a love ninja. Nunchuck my life apart.
Roundhouse kick, kick.
That's Barry.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know the rap?
Big Tasty.
No. Oh, can I learn it and perform it with you?
Please do. No, I did not write that song. Thanks. Fully. No offense to the Goldberg
writers.
You can
hear the inspiration, Bon Jovi.
Yes, I can hear it. In the beginning stages of my music career, I'm sure it sounded something like that when I was writing a song, though.
When the writers come in, because they're not music writers, do you just go, you guys?
There was one time, so when we're doing the actual scenes on the show, there will be cases where I have to sing, live on camera, and they'll have an earwig in my ear so I can hear, the clicks. And having to try and figure out on set with somebody who, and all these people are filmed, none of them are music, trying to be like, yeah, can you make sure that the click is timed perfectly, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're like, what? Does anyone speak music terminology in here?
No.
That's the only problem I come across.
Yeah, nobody gets it.
Well, listening to that, if you don't make it on this Goldberg thing, if it doesn't work out, Empire, that's where you need to be.
Yeah, with the Super Bass. That's their audition.
Yeah.
Get on Empire.
Super Bass.
Do a little rap. Yeah, you could be the white girl rapper on
Yeah.
Right?
The half white, half Mexican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is a lack of white representation on Empire.
And Hispanic.
And
there
yeah.
really is.
I can just combine both of those.
There you go.
Do celebrities out in Hollywood, because you live out there now,
mm-hmm.
are there celebrities on Tinder?
I don't have a Tinder. I have friends that have Tinder. And they haven't necessarily seen celebrities, but they've seen like YouTube or Vine famous people on there. And yes, that is a thing.
Can you imagine being on Tinder and it's like, oh, it's like I'm one guy from Disney Channel.
It's true.
I bet they do, man.
I remember Jenny McCarthy said she did Match, but she didn't use her picture. I think she used her sister's because they resemble enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when she showed up,
it was her.
It's Jenny McCarthy because celebrities are looking for love. I think we can't really grasp the fact that celebrities are really normal people
mm-hmm.
who would love to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So if you're a normal person doing Tinder, like I did. Wouldn't a celebrity be on Tinder?
Right.
Maybe with an alias, though.
Right. I can see how that would be hard. I don't have one, though. So
you have a boyfriend?
Boyfriend?
I don't. I'm single lady.
Oh, chilling?
Well, you're only 21. Yeah.
Single lady in L.A.
I would enjoy it right now. Yeah. You're young enough.
Did you buy your own house?
No, but I'm just living with a roommate right now, my buddy, Ryan, and that's it.
Because that's like the next thing you have to do.
Yeah, I mean.
And then I go on TMZ.com and I get to click through all the rooms of the house that she bought.
Oh, like, did you see, is it Kylie Jenner that got like a something million dollars?
Yeah, crazy.
She's 17.
I know.
Like, why does she need a five-bedroom house?
I know.
Have you seen them out and about in L.A., the Kardashians?
I've seen Kylie one time at like a crepe place in the valley once in the middle of
a
the night.
Place.
Is it exciting for you? I mean, you're on TV. You've been on TV for a while, but is it still exciting for you when you're walking around LA and you're like, oh my God.
Every single day.
You see
every
somebody. Yeah.
Every single day. I will, like, I think at church one time, Justin Bieber sat in front of me and my roommate and we bowed, had a heart attack.
Really?
Because it's just weird. Like, you'll see them at the most random places.
Yeah.
And, or there'll be the cases when, like, we recognize their face, but we can't figure out where we know them from. So we're just sitting there, me and my roommate, trying to guess, like, how we know them. But it kind of becomes a game later on.
Did Bieber have a shirt on in church?
He did, thankfully.
And did he reek of weed?
No, he was respectful in church.
Oh, good.
See, he was.
Good.
Do you like recognizing celebrities more, or now that you're starting to get recognized since your TV shows?
I have to say, since season 2 took off, it's every day somebody will come up and say that they love the show or something, which is a really weird feeling because I didn't expect it to go from 0 to 60 that fast. It was... crazy.
Are you to the point where you're annoyed that if people call you Erica?
What is she going
to
say?
No. I'm really not, though. Like, I genuinely get excited when people tell me that they, like, know who I am or they like the show. I'm like, you know the show? And my parents have to remind me, like, millions of people watch it every week.
So we loved it from the beginning. And we also, you were back-to-back with that show that got canceled. Was it Trophy Wife or was it the other one with the One Night in the Nightclub? There were some
Mixology.
Oh.
Trophy Wife and Mixology. We love those shows, and yours was the only one that survived that.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
We're like, what makes it? It's so weird. It's like, what makes one show click when the others don't?
Yeah.
It's just, what's the formula,
does.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we hope it sticks around for a while. It's Haley Orantia from the Goldbergs.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah?
By the way.
I brought presents.
No, you didn't.
There's a website that makes Goldberg shirts of all different kinds.
Oh, really?
So I got each of you a different kind of one.
Yay!
But I noticed that the sizes are not very true to what they said on the website. So if they don't fit, give it back, and I promise that I will get you one inside.
That's so kind.
That's very nice.
If it's slightly small on me, I'll wear it.
This one's
in fact, he prefers it.
I might have to swap with JC.
I don't want
to
throw them across.
JC just hand them.
Yeah.
You got the biggest roll. Look at the big one on you got.
Look at mine, Kelvin. Big Tasty.
That's Barry's rap name.
Yeah. Big Tasty, baby.
Yep.
What'd you get?
It's, I don't know. I felt like that one was just like.
Oh, I know my style. I am style.
It's got a little gold. These are different quotes from the show.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Haley.
Thank you.
Haley on the Goldbergs every Wednesday night, 8:30, 7:30 Central. Yay, Haley, you're at the end.
Yay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, we have Elena in studio with us,
Hello.
The selfie queen.
For sure.
She's the one that's answering our phones.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Special phone answerer now.
Yeah.
Is that your title, phone answerer?
Yeah, I'm going to add that to my email signature here when I leave the studio.
I understand you have some emails from Kid Nation.
Yeah, so I'm answering phones. I'm doing a few things around here, but I can't get off social media. So I just decided to put that to good use and check out Kid Nation and everybody that's tweeting and Instagramming and all that stuff. So,
okay, what's going on out there in the Kid Nation
world? We got a message, and it says, I would like to invite the morning show to the Firefighter Combat Challenge U.S. Nationals this October. Ooh. It's the 2nd through the 4th.
Yeah, let me check my
I would love to see JC and Jenna run the course and whoever else wants in.
So I'm not included in that.
Yeah, okay. So you're off the hook.
It's not that I was going to go, but I would like to be invited.
No, I'm okay.
Have you seen those are, it's hard.
I know.
You know what?
You have to like go up flights of stairs with the hose.
Yeah, I've actually done this.
What weekend was that?
Kelly's got her planner out. It says October 2nd through the 4th.
Yeah, we are at Woofstock in Wichita.
I really wanted to go up the stairs with the hose.
I've done it, man.
They say firefighters from all over the U.S. and Canada will be here. Look forward to hearing from you, Brian. And he loves the show.
Think about the hotties.
I know,
see,
right?
If I could be a spectator.
Our Tinder game would be super live right there. Just pulling it up. And
right?
It's funny.
Firefighter.
Well, yeah. If anything changes with our trip that weekend, we'll try to make
Maybe
it out.
Maybe they could have us just come do the course on an alternate day when they're warming up.
I will also be busy that day.
My knee hurts already.
By the way, watch out for firefighters who are doing the fill the boot campaign right now.
Yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, I almost hit one yesterday.
That wouldn't be good.
All right. Well, I got another message too, and it's to you, Kelly. It says, "Dear Kelly, you are the love expert."
Wow. An unofficial edition.
Spontaneous love letter.
I am.
So I've been doing a lot of dating lately for whatever reason, and last Friday went on a third date with a really nice guy I met at speed dating.
Okay.
Well, the following Saturday night, I went on a second date with a guy I met from Match.com.
Okay.
While on that date, I saw my Friday night date from afar at the movies, and he saw me too and waved. He didn't come over because it was obvious I was on a date.
Right.
We have no exclusivity, but I still felt weird about it. I didn't call or text to talk about it because I figured he would, and I haven't spoken to him since last week.
Hey.
Should I call him and tell him I still want to date him or just write it off because he's probably mad about the other date I was on? Should I do, Sarah?
Maybe it's awkward for both of you, Sarah, depending on the nature of your relationship to this point. You had three dates with him.
Mm.
A quick text wouldn't hurt.
Hey.
I think just checking in.
Yeah.
I mean, why? He may or may not respond, so what have you got to lose?
I wonder who he was with at the movies.
Exactly.
Maybe a buddy.
Maybe he was diving into the theater to meet someone, too.
I mean, they did meet speed dating, so
right.
He met how many other women that night as well?
And maybe this date was set up before she went on the speed dating thing, so
yeah.
I don't think this guy's freaking out.
The longer you wait, the weirder it gets.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do something, do it now. Text now. Just, hey, checking in. So funny to see you at the theater last week, or something lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Because if he thinks you're not as awkward about it, maybe he won't be as awkward.
Yeah.
And if all else fails, she can just get on Tinder.
Well, if all else fails, you know, yeah, there are other options, obviously. She's on multiple sites.
Absolutely.
So what's her issue? She got two dates in a row and now she's upset?
I'm sorry,
awkward,
Jenna.
Because she really wants to go back out with the other guy.
All I heard is date after date after date.
Oh, boy.
You could go on date after date.
You know I hate going on dates.
Dates are the worst.
I can buy my own meal.
I hate dating.
I love it.
I will not go on a date with someone unless I'm attracted enough upon first meeting them that I know I would want to kiss them.
There's I don't even want to do that.
There's no need to go on a date. I hate going on dates.
Well, I love the awkwardness of it.
Some people love it.
I love the awkwardness of there's something that makes you feel kind of alive because you're all nervous. And
I love picking up the girl. I love setting it up. You know, it's probably going to be a date with me and a couple of buddies or a couple of friends.
That's how it is with Al.
I still love going on a date.
I have a question for the ladies.
Yeah.
What?
How long?
Well, Al, why did you say,
I say what? I have no idea.
Yeah. Why'd you say what? How long before you know you'll kiss a guy when you meet him? So you meet a guy. How long before you know I want to make out with this guy?
How many drinks have I had?
None. Just met this guy out and about. How long before you know I'm going to make out with this guy?
It's going to be a minute for
a minute.
Sure.
If you know or want to.
You know, I'm like, I want to. Yeah,
you know you want to.
You know you want
to. Probably, I would have to hang out with him a few times.
A few times. Jenna.
Oh, instantly. With a couple minutes of conversation, yes. I kind of have a guy mentality on this. They say every guy, whether he's happily married or not, as soon as he sees a woman he's never met before, he immediately puts her into one of two categories. I would sleep with her, or I would just be friends with her. And I tend to do that to guys.
Yeah, you're so dude.
Like I would either, I'm definitely attracted to him, you know, after a few minutes of conversation, or friend zone.
Kelly?
You can get attracted very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't take me several. I mean, I will know, like, oh, he's hot.
Yeah.
I guess I would know, maybe. Like, I could potentially kiss you, but it would take me a while to, I think, commit to the act of kissing.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I just I'm
love
just
it
in
so
such
much.
A weird spot. I don't know.
And Al, if you have boobs, you'll just kiss.
Dude, I've always wanted to. I've never done this. I've always wanted to just walk up to a stranger in a bar, hot
don't
girl,
do that. Don't
and
that.
Just kiss her.
Don't
there's,
do that.
No, there's YouTube videos.
I've never done it. I've never done it.
If you do it, it's assault. No. Yeah, if it's not wanted.
It's
I've never
do
done
it.
I've never done it, but I've kind of romanticized
yeah.
about
Al, there's YouTube videos of guys that have tried this, and they'll go up to just random girls and go, hey, I just want to kiss you.
At least they're asking first.
And they just reach up the hand. And a lot of the times, like, the hot ones go for it.
Okay,
really?
You have to be, as a guy, in the Ryan Gosling 1% of men. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He's
like,
not,
the male models I saw at the gym, I might let one of them get away with that. Because if any other guy did it, I would kick him in the crotch immediately.
Oh, this is a regular, like, regular average-looking
dude. I know,
and
there's a girl doing the same thing. I saw she was going around somewhere and just walking up and kissing strangers, too, which is oogie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But I've just kind of, I don't know, it's just...
Life
one
ain't a movie
things.
Script
Mm-mm.
with a bunch of writers sitting there.
Right. Like I said, I've never acted.
Possible scenarios.
Never acted on it, but it's
Don't.
Promise I haven't.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Well, this one's for the parents out there. School's going to be out soon, and the kids won't have anything to do except get on your nerves.
Right. Mom, I'm bored.
How about a week of freedom for you and fun for your child by sending them to camp?
Hey,
Jenna, you've been to camp.
Oh, yes. I've been to a couple of camps. I preferred the co-ed camp.
Yeah.
My mom did send me to Camp Butterworth.
Nice.
Oh, like the syrup?
It was a Girl Scout camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I preferred the co-ed camps again. I'll go back to that.
Kelly, I went to Bible camp.
Of course you did.
Yeah,
we had the preacher boy competition and the Sunday school storyboard competition.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
I know you're not.
We went to a single parent camp.
Oh, that's
it was
nice.
Bring your own kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do any kind of camps?
No, I was too poor, but I would wave at my friends as they took off on the bus.
Come on, they had charity.
You just sleep in the yard. Call it go to camp.
I went to the campo. Yeah. We have basketball camp, maybe you want computer camp, Boy Scout camp, cheerleading camp, whatever you want.
We've done some cool camps in the past, too. Do you remember when we sent someone to zombie camp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or secret agent camp. Remember that one?
Those kind of camps weren't around when we were young.
We also had girl power camp. So only girls allowed on that one.
And parents, you do have to pick your kids up from the camp, okay? Yeah. You can't just send them off and leave them there.
So how do you win the summer camp contest? Have your kid tell us in 100 words or less about the camp they want to go to and why. And we're going to select at least 5 winners and take care of the tuition at the camp. How about that?
That works.
Beat the bank.
And now it's time to play Beat the Bank.
Who do we have on the phone?
My name is Kendra.
Okay, here are the rules, okay? We're going to put you in the Kid Kratic Morning Show bank vault. That door's going to start closing, and you're going to hear the banker yell out some numbers. Once you hear the dollar amount you like, you got to yell stop. Make sure we can hear you, and that's how much money you'll win. You got it?
Sounds great.
All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$200. $230. $300. $420. $460. $510.
Oh, the vault closed on you. We're so sorry.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Well, welcome to another sneaky bar commercial for Big Al Mac.
That's what I do, man.
He likes to get them in for free.
That's what I do. Now, check this out. This girl called me like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and said, would you like to do a casting call for a new show at your bar? I'm like, customers! So I said, sure. And I said, tell me about the show. She goes, well, I can't.
So I'm having this casting call for a show at my bar tomorrow, but I have no idea what it's about.
You don't know the name. You don't know the rules. Nothing.
I don't know nothing.
Okay.
So
as opposed to Tuesday?
Very true, Kelly. Oh, okay. So they're joining us right now in studio. Here's Paige and Themi from, I do know the name of the show. It's Who Knows Who.
Who Knows Who is the name of the show.
That's all I know.
Correct. Hey.
Okay.
Hi.
So tell us about this.
Okay, so it's called Who Knows Who. Basically, it's like that Friends episode where the guys go against the girls answering questions about how well they know one another.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think ultimately, like, the running joke all season is that no one knows what Chandler does for work. Mm-hmm. And they end up losing their apartment over it. So similarly, the rules of this game are teams of people who know each other answering questions about one another.
Okay.
I like it.
I have to ask the question for all the English sticklers listening this morning.
Yes.
Should it not be Who Knows Whom?
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah.
I just have to ask.
You're eliminated.
I have to ask. You don't understand. They will pommel me on Twitter later if I don't.
She's an English major.
Yeah, Kelly's the goody-goody of the show. She needs to get everything perfect.
Not a goody-goody.
And perfect.
I just love English.
You are also a goody-goody. Mm-hmm. Don't deny that.
We'll bring that up to the executive.
Please do. Yeah, I can. I'm like a nervous wreck reading this. It's incorrect.
Also, do you have a host?
We have a big celebrity host. We cannot reveal who it is.
Okay.
But there will be lots of A-list celebrities featured on almost every episode.
Is it Joey Fatone?
That's funny. He's the announcer for Family Feud. He can't. So you're going to have celebrities partnering with real life people?
Not necessarily. So there are more aspects to the show that we can't quite reveal
yet. Yes, a lot of secrecy, yeah.
But, celebrities will be involved.
Okay.
So what you're doing tomorrow at Al's Bar is a casting call. So what do people need to do? They have to bring friends, and how's it going to go?
Yeah, so we are looking for groups of 2 to 5 people of all ages above 18. They have to come with a great personality and just lots of character, and we're excited to meet them. Just show up, fill out an application, and meet with the directors of the show.
And be overly enthusiastic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I auditioned for game shows before, and it's all about enthusiasm. It's not always about who plays the smartest or the best. It's about who's going to bring fun to the show.
Almost borderline annoying, right?
Yeah. More obnoxious. Okay. Or I'm inclined to put them on TV. So.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Perfect. Well, we fit that.
Can people audition online, or is this?
Yeah. So basically, if you can't make it to the casting call, you can apply online at primetimeshowcasting.com.
Okay.
And then you would be entered for a potential Skype interview. So
once
we go back to LA, we might Skype interview you.
Okay. So are we going to play you? You're the producers of this show, Who Knows Who. So are you guys going to let us play right now?
Yeah. All right. And basically, since it's like a team game, you're supposed to come with other people that you know.
Okay.
You know, hopefully well. But if you've got that big obnoxious friend you've known for a month, bring them through.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Are we playing against one another or with one another?
Yeah. So right now, let's say you guys are a team and I'll test how well you know one another.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Oh, crap.
Pressure's on.
All right.
Oh, man. We work together all day, every day. Let's see.
Yeah.
What celebrity is Jenna obsessed with?
I'm in.
Ooh.
I'm in. Kanye West.
Is it female or male? We can't even ask.
Yeah, is something I've pre-answered for you guys? Like one of those things? Like a love?
We would typically know the answer, so you couldn't change it on television. But
that's hard.
Here's a piece of paper. Write down your answer, and then we'll all write it down when we have to answer.
So it's going to be some random supermodel.
No.
That she follows on Instagram.
I'll just stick with
about on the show.
I'll just stick with the celebrity I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please, okay.
And we all have to get it right?
Oh, crap.
Let's see. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you obsessed with?
A girl.
I already wrote mine down. I'm done.
One.
Come on, Kelly.
There's one.
Don't look at her.
Oh.
Don't look at her. Just guess.
And I'll just say it's wrong.
Okay. What is it?
I feel like I should know this.
Yeah, you're just not thinking.
I'm not thinking.
Say it.
Because this whole who knows who thing is driving me nuts. Okay. Who knows whom?
Who knows whom?
It's a working title. Expected to play under these conditions.
Answer, woman.
I'll give you as a hint.
Don't give hints.
Yeah, hint.
Girl crush?
Hint.
No.
Hint.
Oh, man, you know mine.
Kelly, just say.
Why didn't you ask me
even
mine?
Our dish producer knows.
Come on. Don't look at...
Well, she's not playing. You always know when you're playing.
Okay, go around.
Okay.
Giselle.
Giselle?
No.
Jenna's never talked about Giselle.
Oh, I'm drawing a complete blank.
I said Rihanna.
Hell yeah.
Come on, guys.
Dang it. I just drew a blank.
Point for Jason.
You just don't listen to Jenna when she talks.
All right.
What is JC's most prized possession?
Oh. That.
Well.
that necklace he's wearing right now.
All right, I got it.
Well, he's going to say something sappy like his children.
No, he's not. Possession.
If he's going to be honest about it, his abs.
Upper body.
No, he let his abs. No, he let his abs go lately. So I'm going to say the necklace.
My abs go, girl.
I'm upper body.
You told me that yesterday.
He should have written it down first before he guessed.
You told me yesterday you let your six pack go.
Yeah.
Is that? Not are we right? We're right though.
I think we need to see.
You don't even need to answer. We're right.
Write it down.
I would say my most prized possession is my PlayStation 4.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm sorry.
How often do you play?
Whatever.
When's the last time you played?
Yesterday, and I watched Netflix on it.
Is this common for people to argue?
Probably.
She's probably going to sign us up to play.
Yeah, right.
We would love for you guys to have a team.
In fact, if you read my bio on our website, you would see that.
Oh, like I'm reading our website.
All right, we're playing a demo game of Who Knows Who with Femi, producer.
Or Who Knows Whom.
Or Who Knows Whom. Next question.
What is Big Al's favorite television show?
Write it down, Al.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Big Al's favorite television. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on. Right now, right?
He might not know, but we know for him.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Deal.
You got yours down now?
Yeah.
Jenna, you go first.
I'd say Empire.
Okay, I said Empire.
Crap, I said Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, I said Empire, yeah.
But before Empire, what was it, Al?
Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. It's a good old boy.
Kelly doesn't know us very well so far.
I've known Al for 21 years.
Yes, she has.
And I knew it was Dukes of Hazzard. I gave him the VHS collection for his birthday one year.
She did. Next question.
All right.
What city was Kelly born in?
Oh we all know that.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
We won't?
No.
We won't?
Where you were born? Not where you grew
up. Is it a trick question?
Oh, maybe. Wow.
All right. Then I'm going to hold on a second.
Oh, well.
I'm going to just go crazy then.
Wait a minute. I think she said it.
I think I've only heard her say two cities. All right.
Okay.
She's from Florence, South Carolina.
Right. And that's what everybody thinks, that I was born there.
Okay. I wrote mine down. Jenna, you got yours?
Where my Uncle Red has his car lot. Y'all are never going to remember that. It's too small town.
Okay. Well,
changing your answer.
I got Florence.
Mullins.
Yes.
That's what I just
said. Mullins. Yes.
I wrote Florence.
Mullins.
I was raised in Florence. Yeah.
Mullins.
Mullins.
There you go.
Mullins over.
Fantastic. Great job, guys.
All right.
No, we're going to do another round.
So, did we win? How much money did we win?
I sucked at it.
Oh, well, if you were actually on the show, you could potentially win a huge prize. So, that's a big reason for people to come out. Trips, cars, money, insanely large prizes, big prime time show.
Okay.
So you're going to pick teams and then they're going to at some point get flown to California to be a part of it? Or how does that work?
It isn't a big city. We can't release what big city it is in yet, but we will, take it.
So it's either going to be LA, New York, Chicago.
Miami.
Atlanta.
This show should be called The Big Secret.
Yeah, The Big Secret.
So again, the website's primetimeshowcasting.com if you want to get hooked up with
can
that.
Can you enter with family members?
Absolutely.
Because that kind of gives you an unfair advantage, right?
Well, it says closest friends, siblings, coworkers, your spunky grandma, fiance, college roommate, next door neighbor, whoever.
Bring your friends, bring your family members, all ages. If you have like a hilarious Betty White type grandma, we want her. If you've got, a 21-year-old obnoxious niece, bring them.
Okay.
Let's do one more to take us out.
All right. One more question?
Yeah, one more question.
Just make them up now. Okay.
To see if we could all get it right because we haven't gotten them all right once.
Let's see. You got it, one? What is, we're going to go back to Big Al.
Okay.
Or who is his favorite musician?
Dang it.
Done.
Oh, that's easy.
We all got it.
On the count of three. Count of three. One, two, three. Blake Shelton.
Oh. Kelly's
I've known him 21 years.
Kelly's going to say Millie.
I was going to say Millie Jackson.
No, that was his favorite lover.
Hey, easy.
That was his celebrity hookup.
I feel so disconnected from you right now.
Right. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you very much.
You guys
come out tomorrow and audition or go to primetimeshowcasting.com.
And we'll try to get to know each other.
Yeah, right?
Again.
I feel so bad.
Your PlayStation, Jay-Z? Really?
Yeah.
I really was going to say. You heard me go. I'll say Millie Jackson.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's play Beat the Bank. Looking for caller number 17 right now. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So we've been doing these events called Meet Every Listener.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get out on the streets and shake hands and hug and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Philip, you came out to the last one. This is Philip with two L's because one L.
Sucks.
Yes, it does. Now, we found Philip through a phone call, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
We thought you were pretty funny. We brought you in because you're good with the people.
Yeah, I tend to try to be.
And so you showed up at one of our events.
Yeah, to meet the listeners. And I was like, hey, I got to go meet some people. I want to get my name out there.
All right.
Get your name out there. And so you decided to talk to them about what?
Well, you know, typical discussion. Y'all.
About us.
Talking to the people about us.
Philip wanted to know the question that we probably wonder. Who are you really here to see?
Oh, yeah. It's an internal battle.
Is that even a question?
I mean, come on.
We keep points.
Philip, you asked some of the people in line, who are you here to see? Simple question. Yeah, simple answers. Enough.
Who are y'all here to see today?
Kelly. JC's kind of cute, and my boyfriend likes Jenna, so.
So
shout out.
She gets to look at a hot chick, and I get to look at a hot dude, and we're both just going to look away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who are you here to see?
We're here to see JC and the whole crew.
JC. Why are you here to see JC?
Well, he's really funny.
Is it because he's damn sexy? You can admit it.
He's
a look at.
He's so sexy, yeah.
Who are you here to see today?
Kelly.
Kelly? Why Kelly?
Because she's the original.
Who are y'all here to see today?
I think JC is our favorite.
Why is JC your favorite?
He's just so funny.
Same
person.
Yeah. Okay. So why are y'all here to see JC as your favorite?
Well, I feel like I should say Jenna because nobody ever says Jenna.
Who are y'all here to see?
Hello.
You got a pity vote. I don't think I have one yet. So you got, at least you got a pity vote.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Jenna, you haven't got one yet?
Jenna's got two. The first one. Yeah. Kelly's got a couple.
I would think I spent like 2 years in Denton. Right. But then again, people probably know to stay away from me in Denton. If they don't, they'll flunk out of school.
Maybe he was asking these questions before you showed up.
Maybe.
And they out of sight, out of mind.
That could be it.
You were very late.
No, totally. Actually, you were just chilling there.
Thanks, Philip.
Who are y'all here to see?
Kelly.
Kelly, why Kelly?
Because she's sassy.
Because she's sexy. Hey, that's the first person to
say sassy.
Okay. My bad.
I mean, she is sexy,
but. Is Kelly not beautiful? I thought
sassy.
She was.
Sassy. I like that sassiness.
Shout out to moms everywhere. Much respect to them.
Yeah.
Right. Who are y'all here to see today?
Probably Jenna.
Jenna? Why Jenna?
Great style. She's hilarious.
I'm getting shut
out. Who are y'all here to see?
Everybody but JC.
Everybody but JC?
No, I'm my favorite is JC.
Oh, okay. Why is JC your favorite?
It's like, dang.
So, like, when I moved to Texas from Michigan, he had just started on the radio, and I've liked him ever since.
Who are y'all here to see?
Maybe Kelly, because, I mean, I'm from Seattle. I'm not really from here, but I did grow up on a farm, and I think it would be cool to swap stories with her, because I've got some good pranks from growing up on the farm.
Aww.
Throw an example out there really quick.
Okay, well, my neighbor and I used to tie fishing line to a purse and throw it out into the street, and we'd hide in the bushes and watch people stop and go back and look for it, and it was hilarious to us.
Kelly, did you ever do that?
No.
Kelly just played
in
the ditch.
On the farm.
That purse prank on the farm.
Yeah. Who are y'all here to see today?
JC!
JC! JC!
JC!
Why are you here to see JC?
I really like JC. I think he's really humble, nice.
Yeah. Down to earth dad.
So humble.
Yeah, very good dad. And because he's from El DF, so whoop whoop.
Shout out, cuñados, ¿qué pasa?
He was just bragging about how humble he was.
I just wanted to see Jenna's shoes.
Jenna's shoes?
Because they're fabulous. She's fabulous.
In my head, I dress like her, but in reality, I'm a nursing major, so that doesn't happen.
In reality, I'm always ratchet, and I'm just like, I want to be that beautiful one day.
Right? Yes.
Who are y'all here to see?
Kelly.
Why Kelly?
Because she's so straightforward.
I wanted her at one time to date my dad, but now she has a boyfriend, so we can't do that.
Dang, we can't set up the blind date anymore. Maybe Tinder Wolf might let her, you know.
Maybe need to arrange a side date.
And
I got my dad on there, finally.
Really?
Maybe I'll get them to... Maybe if it don't work out.
Maybe we can hook up something if Tinder Wolf doesn't do
it. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I appreciate it.
Philip.
Aww. Man, ain't nobody showing Al love.
Well, glaringly obvious.
I got the tally here.
What happened?
JC 16, Kelly 19, Jenna 6, Jenna's shoes 1, Al 0.
What happened?
Al.
I don't know, man.
This is harsh.
This is hard.
You should have, like, edited in.
Big girl.
A few times.
You could do it yourself or something.
Well, Big Al.
Did somebody eventually say Big Al Mac, Philip?
Actually, yeah. Oh. I got pulled out of line for it, actually. I was so ecstatic to see you.
Oh, they wanted to do it in secret because they were embarrassed.
I'm so glad I called my mom for her to show up.
Mm. Your mama showed up, Al. Let's meet the person that finally said Big Al Mac.
Oh,
who are y'all here to see today?
Actually, I want to see if Big Al will help me work on a short film, and I have a parody song that I want JC to help me with. So.
Really? What's the parody song about?
It's from Wide Awake, but it's called Not Awake, and it's about having kids.
I'm not awake.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night with the kids screaming, and you're tripping over stuff, and you wind up having pee
that
all over you and stuff.
So what's the short film about for Big Al?
It's called Hatred, and it's about
thanks, man. I appreciate
this interracial couple that this guy sees kissing, and it flips him out, and he gets really mad. So he wants...
So Big Al's going to be the angry Samuel Jackson character.
Well, no, I want him to help me with some finances.
Uh-huh. But,
This guy literally didn't even care about Al. He's just like, I want him to fund my film.
Oh, that's okay.
My God.
Okay. That's all right. How much did he need? I'll write him a check.
And
right
it's
now.
Called hatred.
It's okay. It's okay. He wanted to see me. I don't care what reason. I don't even care. I'll write you a check, dog. Man. Give me a call.
But, okay, I'll do you. A little sponsorship. Cough, cough. Scratch, scratch.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's a good idea. I mean, it's big in the news. The white guy sees the couple kissing, and he calls his friends, and then the white guy winds up being the black guy. And now his friends are chasing him, and he has to figure out how to convince them, you know, that he's him.
So apparently all the white people gang up on the black guy, but I got to write a check for it.
So the white guy is black.
That's all I understood.
Wait a second. So it's like, to teach us all a lesson.
I'm lost. It's like Blackception.
So I get it.
The black
you know
guy
what? You know what? Not worried.
Kisses the white girl. The white guy sees the black guy kissing the girl, but the white guy ends up being the black guy kissing the girl.
No, so he calls about himself? Is that what he's doing?
Mind blown. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay, now I get it. So he's
I don't
like,
know. Just call me, dog. I'll write you a check. Thank you very much.
I mean, when you need funding, who do you go to? Big Al.
Thank you very much for the love. I appreciate
it. All day long.
Yeah.
Now, Philip, you did a little flirting with a dude.
With a dude?
There's evidence of Philip doing some flirting with a dude. You guys tell me.
I don't recall this.
You don't recall this, Philip?
I do not recall that.
This is why it's important to listen back to all of the audio you got and cut out anything that might embarrass
Here's
you.
Delete. Philip just keeps the recorder going at all times, even when a potential...
That's what you got to do, man.
Because you never know when something magical will happen.
Uh-huh. Here's Philip's...
Like this.
Flirtation Nation.
What are y'all here to see?
Came up here to meet you, man.
You came up here to meet me?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
you straight up lying.
Hear you on the radio and here and there, uh-huh. Right?
Bro, I'm liking the outfit, though. It's standing out. I'm liking the white shoes because nobody can keep them as clean as you, bro.
No, they're dirty now.
Yeah, I know, but for real, those still look pretty straight.
Night, so
and then the V-neck, I wish I would have worn my V-neck, bro.
Wow.
V-neck Nation. That's the flower, the fake flower.
It's not too late.
Yeah, I know. I can run home. I only have 15
I'll finish this
away.
Up for you.
Nah, dude, you straight. You're going to show me up with that. Bro, I'm so out of shape. I'm fat. Bro, and I'm liking the hat, too. You're not doing Big Al right now. I didn't know any other kid how to do Big Al.
Hey, we'll see when we get up there, right?
All right, bro. Well, I appreciate you coming to see me, man. First fan to actually say hey, they're here to see me, man. That's that makes me feel like a star. I have more fans than Big Al. Yes. Yes.
Kelly, you know what I said about 5 years? I think it might be time.
Oh, Al.
It's just one of the events, Al.
Just one event.
It was just one event.
Al, trust me.
It hurts.
Coming from someone that is like the least known since I'm still the newest, everyone always says how great you are. So maybe it's just like.
Just that day was
of
bad.
Course.
Yeah,
no,
you know, I had a bad day.
I just mean maybe that's just an obvious. Like everyone loves Big Al, so who's next?
Let me step outside, make sure my security card still works at the door, then I'll be fine.
Al, remember when white people used to ask to have you be brought to the party?
Yeah, I used to be the fun black guy.
Yeah.
And now I'm not even that anymore.
They keep asking me to bring Philip with two L's.
Yeah, they do.
Meet the Bang.
All right, we got that out of the way. Let's play Beat the Bank.
We left you hanging, Al. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Cut. What?
Well, you got to do the point. You got to do the point.
I forgot.
It's time to play
Beat the Bank.
See, you got a point.
See, no pointing.
Al was pouting. I was pouting.
I didn't do it. I didn't participate.
Who do we have on the phone?
This is Adriana.
Okay, here are the rules, okay? We're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. That door's going to start closing, and you're going to hear the banker yell out some numbers. Once you hear the dollar amount you like, you got to yell stop. Make sure we can hear you. And that's how much money you'll win. You got it?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$160. $220. $240. $300. $360. $390.
Stop.
Hey, $390 is all yours.
That is so cool.
Yay.
All right.
Don't worry if you didn't get in this time. We're going to play Beat the Bank again Monday morning, twice a day, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Make sure you're listening.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we love Fridays.
Yeah, we do.
Mostly because we get the weekend off and because it's a good time to go to the movies. But we need to know which movies to go to, Big Al Mac.
We need an expert, a movie expert. Do you know anyone?
Oh, if only Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com would just magically appear on the phone. Gray? Wow.
Sound effects and everything.
Yeah, buddy.
Gray, we wanted to talk to you today because I believe three movies that may win the Oscar are going to be
really?
Coming out this weekend.
Are you being serious?
Nope. Okay. Slow down, Jay-Z.
Slow your roll there.
My money's on Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
We were fine with one Mall Cop, I think.
I'll be honest.
Right,
I watched
exactly.
I watched the first one recently. It was on TV. I was on some sort of TV bender for 4 days. Maybe it's because I hadn't slept. I kind of liked it.
It is pretty funny.
You know what? I actually rewatched it on TV too, but it was because I was trapped under something heavy. And
Tell you about dating those big dudes.
Yeah. Whoa.
And so this is, it's just Kevin James fooling around, right? So this time he finally gets to take a much needed vacation to Las Vegas. And wouldn't you know that crime doesn't take a vacation, guys?
Oh, no way.
Oh, my God, so dramatic. So Paul Blart must help the citizens of Las Vegas. And so he hops on a Segway and he gets kicked in the face by a horse, etc.
I jump on a Segway in Vegas and I get arrested.
Well, it's not your Segway.
Well, I know.
And so there's something really fascinating happening with Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
What? Okay.
Maybe the only fascinating thing about it is that none of our critics liked it.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Wait. Are you telling me it's currently sitting at 0%?
I am, in fact, telling you that, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's happened before, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
It is rare, and you know there's always some punk that comes along and messes it up by saying, oh, come on, guys, it's not that bad.
Is there, like, a pot drought with the critics or something?
Yeah. We just hate authority, that's all.
Wow.
And so Paul Blart Mall Cop, for now, the second movie, 0%. Now, the first one was still rotten. It was 33%, but it made a ton of money. And so I figure at the end of the day, if you've got younger kids, if you just want to go see a movie you don't have to think about, then Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 is your choice.
Wow.
Is he becoming like Adam Sandler where he's just making movies to get a paycheck?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure this movie's going to pay for a lot of college educations in his house. So.
Yeah, but Adam Sandler at least includes all of his buddies.
Right. He does.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Kevin James is, I think, making movies in part because of the ones he's done with Adam Sandler. And none of them are gems, specifically. But
right.
They're entertaining enough, and they age particularly well on cable TV when you're sick or it's a rainy day.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. We can only go up from here, Gray Drake.
Or can we?
That is entirely true.
Yeah.
Because it's almost Earth Day.
Uh-huh.
And because it's almost Earth Day, that means that Disney Nature is releasing another one of those animal documentaries that are gorgeous and interesting and very dramatic. And the most important part is they teach your little ones that we have to take care of our planet.
Yeah.
Go, Disney. It's your Earth Day.
It's complete brainwashing.
It's like the penguin movie they had, right?
Yeah, exactly. They did like bears and African cats, and they did chimpanzees. So this time, it's Monkey Kingdom in Asia. There's a whole bunch of monkeys hanging around and running around this place where not a lot of normal people go, which makes it like a work day in my office at Rotten Tomatoes.
So it's an adorable movie or no?
It's totally adorable. In fact, all of these documentaries are really good, and this might be the best one.
Oh, yeah. How can you go wrong?
Do they include what we all go to the zoo for, which is, you know, monkeys doing things that we want
to
do?
Is that
things.
Why you go to the zoo?
Monkey business.
That's your sex ed?
It's pretty funny.
It's like free porn.
Oh, monkey porn. Oh.
Primal porn.
Okay, stop it.
Yeah, you're not going to get any of that in the theater this time.
It's Disney.
For the G-rated film. Sorry.
Okay. Well, it's natural.
You're going to have to keep going to the zoo after dark.
So the movie's not accurate, is what you're saying.
exactly, yeah. And there's very little flinging of poop also. So
That's a good thing. Unless you go see the 3D.
And so it's narrated by Tina Fey because these monkeys are funny, y'all.
Well, was Morgan Freeman busy?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, he was busy and apparently not hilarious enough to capture the magic of these monkeys in Asia. And, you know, they kind of personify the animals to give the movie a little bit of a story. And this time we're following a single mom monkey who just wants to make sure that her cute little baby monkeys survive.
Aww. All right. Well, I hope they do.
I'll
have to watch to find out.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, listen, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum from Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, Monkey Kingdom is 100% fresh.
Wow.
Because who's going to give a monkey a bad rating? Nobody.
That's true.
It's 100%.
Monkeys are so stinking cute.
Huh.
They are, and we don't want any poop flung at us.
That's right.
I guess not.
Awesome.
Well, good for the monkeys.
So take your kids to see that. It's educational, and it's not going to dumb them down.
Exactly. And then there is one more movie out that will probably make you dumber just for having watched it.
Bring it.
Oh, yes.
What you got?
Unfriended.
Oh.
Okay, so I've seen the commercials for this.
Yeah, the scary movie, right?
Right, where they there's some sort of computer virus or something, and I don't know.
If you log off, you die or something.
Yeah.
Well, so what is happening is that a whole bunch of high school kids are being cyberbullied by the ghost of their dead friend.
Okay. Oh, I know what you did last summer.
It is, except it's all on a computer screen. So when you go into the movie theater, that's all you're going to see is everybody's computer screens. And that doesn't necessarily sound compelling when I say it in my mouth with words when I'm talking directly to you as a human, which is a weird concept.
Into our ear holes, mm-hmm. Yes.
But actually, this movie's really clever. And the way that they present this really horrible situation is actually believable.
Really?
Yeah, like, I was surprised. Like, they took every question that I had going into it, and they answered it immediately and addressed my concerns. Other bonus, they're actually using the real services that we use in social media, like Twitter, and YouTube, and Facebook. They don't do any of that, like, off-brand, we couldn't afford it, so we're calling it Bookface.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yeah. they actually paid up to use it. And so what the result is you watching your own behavior online, right? Uh-huh. Like, you're IMing on Facebook, but you're also online buying a dress. And these kids are under ghost terrorism, unfortunately for them.
Yeah, yeah. The ghost is terrorizing.
Yeah, gotcha. This okay. Cyber horror genre is weird.
Yeah.
Horror. Jenna yeah, can't so, say horror.
Yeah.
As a horror movie, it's not very scary. It does have a lot of tension, but I mean, I wasn't screaming or anything during the movie, but it was clever and funny enough for me to be totally into it for the whole 90 minutes. It's surprisingly good. So that is why it is 88% fresh.
I am shocked.
Wow.
I am too.
I thought you were going to rip into it.
I know, me too, because I am so far outside the target age group of this movie that I should be sitting in a rocking chair drinking Ovaltine. Like, this movie is for young people primarily, but I'll tell you, they did a lot with very little, and I was totally into it.
Huh. Well, there you go. Right. I mean, if you want a good scare.
Yeah. After watching it, did you go home and unfriend anyone?
Oh, my God, no. What, are you kidding me?
Wow, that's bad. Was there a black dude there?
Hell no.
Was there a black dude in the movie?
No, there were no black people, so you had no idea who was going to die first.
I was about to be mad, but that's too dang funny, man. That was funny.
All right, so a couple of great choices, actually, yeah. And one stinker. So not a bad weekend at the box office.
Not too shabby.
That's right. We're gearing up for summer. We're ramping up.
What are we excited about this summer?
Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Nothing else. I mean, that's
nothing
all.
Nothing else. Zero.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, everybody's gearing up for it.
All right, baby.
Are people super mad that they made Batman blue?
I think everybody's always mad about everything on the internet. Like, you know, you can't, it's like, oh, Wonder Woman lost the director. We hate Wonder Woman now. You know, whatever. People just want to be mad about nothing.
Yeah. That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Gray.
Yay, Gray Drake. Thank you, baby.
You got it, guys. Yay.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.